Here's this hour's news from the Arkansas Now newsroom. Arkansas Razorback football expressed how heartbroken they are after a commit died during an ATV accident. Deion Stuss died after being involved in an ATV accident last night at his family's home in Batesville, Mississippi. Stuss was a rising senior and star athlete at Memphis University School. He was 18 years old. In a post on their Twitter, the Razorback said he was a tremendous young man with a bright future ahead of him. And a Fort Smith police officer has been arrested on terroristic threatening and disorderly conduct charges. 4029 News reports that Chris George is accused of making terroristic threats in Greenwood on May 29th. George has been on paid leave and his department-issued weapons and equipment have been confiscated. George turned himself in to the Sebastian County Detention Center today. And school leaders in Wynn are sharing plans for a temporary high school following the devastating March 31st tornado. The district hopes to have the temporary space ready by the end of July. From the Arkansas Now newsroom, I'm Hannah King.
Alzheimer's disease affects over 6 million Americans. While there is no cure, there are steps you can take to reduce your risk and improve brain health. Steps include regular exercise, eating a healthy diet, staying socially engaged, and challenging your brain with new activities. If you or a loved one are experiencing memory loss or other symptoms of Alzheimer's, seek medical attention right away. Join us in the fight against Alzheimer's. Learn more at healthyar.info/bold. A message from the Arkansas Department of Health.
When I deployed, I didn't realize that even the air I was breathing was dangerous. Since coming home, I've watched friends get sick and struggle to get the support they deserve. But now, that's finally changing. We're eligible for new VA health care and benefits based on when and where we served. Even though I feel okay, I'm going to apply. For my sake and for my family. Learn more and apply today. Visit va.gov/PACT.